I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And this
is the Eshcast.
This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 514. The Game Awards announce Esh, the Telltale Game.
Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are watching the Video Game Awards for 2016 live. We are going to react to every award and every trailer given tonight. This is going to be a special episode. It's like an hour too long, but hey, it's good to see. Hopefully a good award show, not like what Spike was doing, to reward our industry, because we love this industry, and also we have snackages.
Yes.
So, and we also have a dog who loves cuddles. Just loves them. Just loves the cuddle time. The cuddles and the kisses. Oh, you're about to get kisses.
No, no kisses.
She's like, but let me kiss it.
Can I just lick it?
Oh, okay, fine.
Your mommy can kiss you.
So, with that being said, I'm looking forward to a bunch of different categories. We've already announced a few ones. Mobile Handheld was announced in the pre-show, and that went to Pokemon Go. Best VR game went to Infinite, which was interesting to see. Most anticipated game for 2017.
Kojima, and there he is!
Right, yeah, Kojima in the house! Front row, like you should
be. Oh, I love how they're like, by the way, guys, we're gonna let you know right now that
Kojima's here! Okay, we fixed that shit from last year.
It's like, damn.
Kojima in the Heezy.
Not this time.
We couldn't get him in the Heezy because we wanted him in the Heezy, but Konami was a dick. So we fixed that because fuck Konami. Anyway, most anticipated game, not surprising, went to The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. And I'm still not convinced I'm going to get a Switch, but probably going to trade in my Wii and my Wii U to get one.
You'll have to switch out your old Wiis for the new one.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see.
Whenever I hear the Switch, the NX, I think about that song Switch.
From the
Hitch. Yeah, that was in Hitch.
Yeah.
Like, I was just, Switch.
I mean, the commercial's right there, so if they don't license
that
song.
I don't know why they haven't done that yet.
If
that would have been
gold. If they don't license that song with Will Smith, they're kind of stupid.
Well, I mean, I know Will Smith's trying to, you know, get all serious because he just wants a damn Oscar.
Yeah, but he also needs damn money because his kids are kind of crazy, so.
Yeah.
That being said, here we go, guys. The show is actually rolling.
Why is it that the Video Game Awards, like, everyone generally who's being videotaped look like they've, like there's no effort in their clothes. It's like, I want to look dejected, but still cool.
Hey, it's a video gamer thing, so, like, I don't need, like, full makeup.
Hey, do you like hoodies? I do.
I love hoodies! Like,
it's like, yeah, I'm running this fucking game show. Am I fully dressed? Fuck no, because I'm the man.
Like, but here's the thing. I love the pinball machines in the background. Like, that's a good time. I approve of that message.
I'm just saying, like, I understand that, like, we're supposed to be, like, the cool crowds. So, like, we're not all about the big glam.
I'm just saying you can put some makeup on him, though.
Like, he looks like Casper the Friendly Ghost right now.
Yeah,
like,
not Jeff, the other dude. The other dude looks like
my ex-boyfriend from college.
He needs a transfusion very badly.
If my ex-boyfriend could be taller, that's what I think he'd look like. If you stretched him out.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, yeah.
I see that.
I don't disagree, but I'm just like,
he looks like a real version of Shaggy, but his hair, he needs a little bit more hair.
Like, my thing is that I just think that, like, I get that this is a interview that you want to feel like it's a natural thing.
Which like, hey, we're just two guys sitting on a pool table that no one played pool on.
Right, right. Just having a chat
we're
about,
just
you know.
Talking, bro.
We're just, yeah.
Bro, we're not made up.
And we're like, we're in our regular, you know, guy clothes. And I get that, but like.
Now, if these were two women, they would definitely have like the booby shirts.
Oh, yeah.
And the tight pants.
Exactly.
Like, oh, I woke up like this.
That would all be going on right now, and everybody would just be like,
oh my god, video games. You know who I like?
I'm still bummed that we're not there.
I'm not, because I had no intention of going.
I know, but it just makes me, like, I look at all those empty seats, and I'm like, really, guys?
Yeah, do you see it? Like, really, I know, guys? Look, like, there's, like a billion rows back there.
I'm just like, really? Really?
Granted, there are still people coming in, so they might
actually they're you know, actually 15 minutes away from starting, but we have a bunch of friends that are in the audience tonight. You know, Blonde Nerd is there, DCD is there, Gamer Tag is in the house. We also have people who we absolutely adore who are there. A lot of our friends from Adult Swim Games are in the house. You know, there's some stuff going on there. Like, look at all those empty seats. We totally could have gone.
They're still filling it up, though.
I know, but still. All right, so we got a trailer. Zelda?
Yeah. Yep.
Did I call it? Like, Nintendo, what the fuck do they have to say? Nothing except Zelda.
Nintendo just always blows its load so early. Like, we knew you were going to talk about Zelda, but why be the old... Why be the pre-stuff? Why not open the whole show?
Because they're not going to talk about it really in depth until January when they talk about the Switch, supposedly in detail.
I did like that dog. That was a nice dog.
I don't know, bro. I don't know if I'm going to get a Switch. I mean, I might trade in my Wii and my Wii U to get one.
My fiancé wants to put it on our registry.
Well, I mean, that's one way to get it.
Yeah. Did I just see boobies?
Yeah, you did. So is Zelda actually, like, straight up getting on her high horse, literally? Wait. Or does Link...
Become a woman?
No. Is Link a woman? Link's not a woman?
No.
Okay. I'm just saying, because, like, Link could be a woman.
I would like for us to get a Zelda game where we actually get to play Zelda... Like, when she dons the Sheik, she does Sheik all over again and has, like, another crazy-ass adventure.
But then it's Sheik. Can't it just be Zelda? Can't the fucking princess save the...
No, because maybe Zelda actually...
Why is she gonna pretend like she got a dick?
Maybe she identifies with Sheik.
Okay.
More than Zelda.
All right, I'll give you that. Award recipient. I'll give you that.
Maybe she's not cisnormative.
Best mobile game. The nominees are... Clash Royale, Fire Emblem Fates, Monster Hunter Generations, Pokemon Go, and Severed.
Oh, they're doing best mobile? Oh, surprise, surprise! Ready? We called that, okay? The best mobile handheld. We wanted it to be Fire Emblem, and it fucking went to Pokemon Go. Not a surprise!
So, on behalf...
I mean, here's the thing about it, though.
It's huge. Like, you couldn't spit and not hear or see somebody playing the game, talking about the game, or anything else.
But here is a game. Or rather, because, I mean, Niantic first did Ingress, which essentially Pokemon Go is just Ingress with a Pokemon filter. But here's a game that literally got people... off their couches and walking down the street and like meeting people and like re-engaging without having to be at a convention or anything like that.
Right. So very much better than, you know, Street Pass on the DS.
Absolutely. So like, I have no problem giving them the props that they absolutely deserve.
No, I mean, that's why we said like,
but bitch, stop penalizing people for where they live. Like, I live, like, technically I'm in a city, but like, I'm in a rural city, and you know what I see? I see Weebles. I see Pidgeys, and I see Rattata.
That's nice. At least you see Pokemon. I live closer to the urban area, and guess what? I don't got no gym near us. I don't see no Pokemon on my street unless I drop incense like a motherfucker. And even then, you know what I get? I got Peachy.
You can go to
Nintendo.com. I get more Pidgeys. And then, just to fucking piss me off, I get the
Butterfree?
No, the little fucker that turns into Hypno.
Drowsy?
Yeah, I get a shit ton of drowsies.
There's nothing wrong with drowsies.
But I only get drowsies if I drop incense. I'm not trying to be dropping incense to get drowsies. I'm trying to get
them I drop incense, it's to get drowsy.
Another world premiere trailer. What's this one? A Psionic? Niggas in Rocket League? Is it more Rocket League?
Rocket
or something
boats.
New?
Rocket ships. That'd be hilarious. Oh my god.
Is that Rocket League in space?
Oh god.
That looks like a car in space. That looks like a Rocket League car in space. It has an afterburner.
Oh my.
What? Starbase Arc. What? A new arena for Rocket League.
Oh, wow. I'm so excited for this new free arena. I can now suck at Rocket League in space.
And
a new car. Wow. I can't contain myself.
That actually looks really much faster, though.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I suck at Rocket League.
Oh, my God. I suck all the balls.
I like to play it, though. I just suck at it.
Like... the sheer fit. All right, who the fuck can do that?
I can't double tap a ball. Nobody can double tap a ball like that.
You're so full of shit, game.
All right.
So full of shit.
December 7th.
I don't care.
Okay, Bulletstorm. I'm already happy.
Is it a new one or is it the old one brought over?
At this point, I don't even care. Bulletstorm on a console that I actually have connected to my TV. Running at 60 frames a second. We still need to finish Gears 4 together.
I have to finish Uncharted 4.
Wait, you haven't finished Uncharted 4?
No.
Fix your fucking life, bro. How have you not finished Uncharted 4?
We haven't finished. We just got, to, the ship.
Lord have mercy on your soul. You need to finish Uncharted before you finish Gears. Like, that's more important to, like... Uncharted 4 is going to win a lot of things tonight. I'm just putting that out there.
It's like, best human alive, Nolan North. Second place, Troy Baker.
Exactly. Like,
actually, interchange them because they both should just have first
place. They're in the same game together. Like, it's just going to win
this
all the things.
This isn't the first time because we also had them together in Last of Us.
I know, but still, it's Uncharted, though, and they're brothers.
They're happy and they're singing and they're not colored.
Oh,
give me a high five.
Oh,
give me a high five.
No, you high five yourself. Fuck you.
Give me a high five.
Asshole. Like, give me a high five and you high five yourself. You selfish mofo. Yeah, gaming in 2017.
It's heading straight to your wallet.
I know I'm heading straight to my wallet.
You really shouldn't.
I shouldn't. But
you should. I'm lay off the wallet.
There are things that are going to get pre-ordered. Let me not lie. There are things that are going to get pre-ordered.
I am so glad that I do not believe God of in War. Any of that BS.
God of War. Really?
I will wait.
Really?
Yeah.
You're gonna wait on God of War?
I have never pre-ordered a game.
Bullshit. You put money down on Borderlands.
But I never pre-ordered.
Yeah, you
I would.
Did.
I would. No, I'd reserve.
Same shit!
But I would never do it so far out like this. I'd always, like, a week before it was coming out, like, oh, let me hit my local GameStop.
Hey, Kojima!
Kojima!
Can we get dressed?
He's like, yeah, I know I'm awesome. Thanks, guys. And I'm also modest, too. I'm very modest.
So I'm just gonna nod my head, but I know what's up.
It's like, that's where everybody suck my dick!
So we're seriously giving Kojima, like, doo-doo. Are we about to present Kojima with an award that we couldn't present him last year?
Hey, Kojima.
Because Jeff's holding one.
Hey, like, we're sorry that people were
dick. I think we're just going to give Kojima a You're Awesome award.
Did we? Are we? Oh, my God. Give this man all the awards.
Can we just stop saying, like, awesome stuff and actually hand him the award?
Last year, I thought I lost everything. But I didn't. I didn't lose anything. Thanks to all of you. I thank you all for your support. I love you, Jeff, and Game Awards. I love games. I love this world. I really love you all from my heart. Thank you. Thank you, Bill. Thank you so much.
Finally. Yeah, man hug. Man hug.
Aw, yeah. Good job.
Good wow, job, guys. I love you, Kojima.
You the best, Kojima.
You the real MVP. I don't even know what I just watched.
And Matt, oh, see, they just
Matt
added.
Nicholson, okay.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I just saw.
So, I mean,
do you even know? I don't know what I just
you
saw.
You have to sit here and try to, you want to try to.
Oh, it hurts. Dude, we're not even like a half hour into the show.
Oh my god, that's
strategic. My brain already hurts. Absolutely. It hurts. Incredible.
So, I mean, thinking back to what we saw in the first little snippet that we saw during PAX E3. So, I mean, maybe Norman Reedus is the baby in the tube that Del Toro's guy is holding. And maybe he's like the last pure human because they all got tainted by something.
Avi.
So, I mean, I wouldn't say necessarily that this is a zombie game. This might be kind of playing in that, you know, Last of Us with like an infection of sorts. Maybe even a little bit of Resident Evil 4 in there. With the infection and like a viral thing that's kind of taken over. However, I mean, in that first one, we got a lot of symbolism, which makes you kind of think that you're not in a reality per se. But damn your hips, though. Because that's,
I mean,
because that's exactly what I should have just said, because, you know, feminism. But
feminism means that you can appreciate them hips, though.
I do, and they don't lie. But, I mean, there's a lot of symbolism in there, clearly of rebirth and renewal.
Yeah.
And, you know, shedding the negative and finding the balance, so.
I'm already prepared for the multitude of podcasts we're going to have to do when that game comes out.
It's going to have to be, like, a mini-series to get through all of it.
It really is. Like, we should probably prepare to do a side thing. Maybe we should make that a YouTube thing.
Maybe.
Because it's going to need its own time.
I agree. There's just going to be a lot.
It's going to be a lot.
Here's the thing. When you get a lot of visual stuff that doesn't really link to anything concrete, it could go one of two ways. I mean, this is Kojima, so I'm imagining that this is
going
to be...
go, like, sideways, so really it can go one of three ways.
It could go
forward,
all the way
back, and just, like, boing, bananas.
I mean... And if he did bring Del Toro into the mix here, like, this is going to be a strong narrative, both visually and also like material dialogue wise like you're gonna get a very enriched atmosphere.
I might buy Death Stranding, and you know I don't,
those are not the type of games that you're like hell yeah
right
you're gonna play.
Like
I had my fiance buy me Corpse Party for the 3DS, and like he's like, you
really?
Haven't started? Yeah. And I mean,
really?
I did. And the reason why I did that is because one, After watching, I think it was...
Markiplier?
I think it was the anime man who I watched play through, like, the first two chapters. And then I saw Markiplier had done it for a few. Like, I was really interested in the whole thing. Like, the whole universe behind Corpse. Because there's several games. And it's been around for a while. And they finally brought it over to the 3DS. I think KBD did a review of it.
Yep.
Not too long ago. And I was like, I need to actually physically experience this. And not just me watching somebody do it, but me actually making the decisions and whatnot in the game. So I asked the fiancé to buy it for me for Christmas. Now, mind you, he bought it for me, like, that day. And it got to our house because of Amazon Prime the next day. And he's like, I don't see you tearing into that. And I'm like, because I need to mentally prepare. Because I honestly think playing horror games on a handheld with, like, earbuds, the experience is so much more different than if you're playing a horror game on your giant TV in your living room. Because of the fact that you're dialing into it, there is this level of immersion that you don't get from your regular screen to your game, to you. And, like... And that game is atmospherically scary, so I know I'm going to jump a lot. So, like, I can't play that, you know, after 9 a.m. Like, that's an early morning with the sun, so I know I feel safe kind of thing. But he did get it for me. So, I mean, and that's not normally a game that I would prescribe to, even though I enjoy horror games. And, I mean, Death Stranding is definitely not in your wheelhouse. It's not something I could see you going, you know what, I would stay up for a midnight release of that. I mean, I would. And, I mean, I think you would if, like, Hideo was going to be there signing copies, maybe. Like, right. Something else would have to entice you to go get it. But I would love to see you take a stab at that game before me. Because it would be such a purer experience for you, I think, than me. You know, I never understood the need for musical breaks in something like this. Because there isn't a musical break in the Oscars. I mean, the Grammys are...
No, there isn't. In the Oscars, well, I mean, they have several musical breaks.
Oh, that's
they have
the Tonys. I'm thinking the Tonys.
The Tonys are nothing but musical breaks.
Well, yeah, because it's all musicals.
Okay, but the Oscars absolutely do, because you have everybody who's up for original score performs their song.
That's true.
The Emmys have its opening, which is a musical.
That is also true.
Like, every award show has a musical break, except for the shows that are about music that are nothing but musical breaks.
Touche.
Just because you go to sleep before most of them happen.
That's very true. Like, have I seen the person I wanted to win?
I mean, have you seen the Kennedy Center Honors?
No.
What?
No.
You don't watch? Oh, man. You're missing out on some really cool stuff.
You know, but you know what I'm not missing out on? Bedtime. That's what I'm not missing out on.
Best Art Direction. And the nominees are Abzu, Firewatch, Inside, Overwatch, and Uncharted 4, A Thief's End.
Inside!
Oh, all right. Thank God!
Okay, alright.
Good job.
And good choice. I don't disagree. Slow clap.
Woo!
I still think that Abzu is an absolutely stunning game, but so is Inside.
Inside made me cry. Like, because I don't know if you played it through both ways.
No.
When you played it. What was your ending? What happened in your ending?
There's more than one ending?
Yes.
So the blob ended out on the...
All right, that's the basic one. So depending on what you do...
Yeah.
What happens is you're a little boy and you don't go into the water with the blob and become part of the blob.
Wait, you cannot go into the water with the blob?
Yes, you cannot. And you can go through...
But how do you make it move forward if you don't go into the water with the blob?
Listen.
I'm sorry. I'm so excited about this now.
There's a point in the game where you have the option of, like, moving forward. And I think it's right after, like, you look at the glass.
Yeah.
And you see everyone going in to, like, look at the thing.
Yeah.
And you go... And there's another route to go, and you kind of go into these sewer things. And when you go through them, you see this, it looks like a train or a trolley way in the back. And, like, it's got lights on, and, like, you're clearly being shown in the light. And nothing's attacking you, which is kind of weird, but you see this giant plug in the wall. And you go to pull the plug out, and you power down.
No.
And that's how the game ends.
Oh, God, that would have wrecked me.
Yes!
Damn, nicely done, bro!
Oh, my God.
Guardians of the Galaxy is a Telltale game. Like, Telltale just fucking going for it, dude.
Here's how I imagine this happening. Like, here you are as Star-Lord.
Was that the end of that world premiere?
All right. So it's like, Star-Lord, don't you know who I am? And, like, the guys are like, what? No. And then, like, the response is, like, you deck them, you say something clever, or dot, dot, dot. that's very Telltale. Sometimes you don't have to say anything
at all. I might actually play that on my mobile. Because I like playing Telltale games on my mobile device, especially when I'm traveling. So is that the up-res on Skyrim?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yo, how well am I for picking that out, right? Because I didn't play Skyrim.
I did.
I don't... I was one dragon word away from getting all of them. I need to have, like, some semblance of life.
I had life. I had a house for chairs, a house for beds.
A house spoons. For tables, a house for spoons,
I have a house for boys. Dragon boys.
Dragon
bones. You make really cool armor with dragon bones.
Best action game. The nominees are Battlefield 1, Doom, Gears of War 4, Overwatch, and Titanfall 2.
Doom!
See?
Wow, what?
Yeah, it goes to Doom.
But I wonder if that's only because, like, they rode that nostalgia. Like, people have been waiting for that Doom to come out forever.
Yeah, but, like, you played it, right?
I did.
All right.
I wasn't great at it, but did you play
the original Doom?
A little bit, because our uncle Ash had it.
Right?
And he had Wolfenstein, too.
Now, as far as you playing Doom, right? The original game and the new game, did you not fucking love the new Doom?
You did. But because...
No, I'm asking you.
No,
did you?
No, I did. And the only reason was, even though everything obviously got upgraded and, like, style-wise was very new, like, I felt like I hadn't left the game because all of those hardcore reflexes that I had playing original Doom all came back into play as soon as this loaded back up.
I mean, it looked fantastic. And here's the thing. Doom is one of the few games that, you know, had an E3 trailer that the game that was released was exactly aligned with the E3 trailer. You know, there's been a lot of trailers that have come out, and then the game came out afterwards.
And it had nothing to do with the trailer.
Not even remotely close to that, so...
Like, hot babe sitting on a sand?
Like...
Overcooked. Like, it had nothing to do with.
Like, I got nothing against what Doom did here, and again, really...
And now look out for Prey, everybody, because there's the anticipation that Prey is the new Doom.
Zero Dawn, like, I'm
going to play it.
I don't know that I am. I have a feeling it's going to be, like, mad RPG-y. I love her hair. I feel like it's going to be mad RPG-y. And...
I'm all about this shit.
You are? I'm not.
I am. Not pre-ordering, though. Nice try, Sony.
But you don't want the trap a bit?
Nope.
Trap a bit? You know you can pre-order it, like, 10 minutes to midnight before it comes out. And still get the pre-order bonus.
Nah.
And so then it's just like your quote-unquote reserve that's not a pre-order, that's still a pre-order.
I'm just saying. I don't do the, oh my god, I'm going to buy this whole game now and get like a bust that will just fit in a box.
Games for Impact. Okay, this one's going to break me because here's the deal. Most of the games in this category I have not played and I don't know. That Dragon Cancer is one of them.
Games for Impact. And the nominees are 1979 Revolution, Black Friday, Blockhood, Orwell, Sea Hero Quest, and That Dragon Cancer.
That Dragon Cancer.
Called it! This game, it will...
Oh my god, it feels like the dad.
It will fucking wreck you. It will fucking wreck you, this game. It crushed my soul.
Did he make it? And he's dealing with his son being a cancer.
I don't know, but if he does, then that even wrecks me even more.
There's a lot.
Oh yeah. Fuck.
Yep.
Fuck.
Yes.
Fuck.
Fuck. I'm crying.
Oh shit.
Okay.
Oh shit. I can't.
Wow. Okay.
Holy shit. Shit got real, guys.
You know, That Dragon Cancer exists because my wife Amy, my children, Caleb, Isaac, Elijah, and Zoe, my business partner Josh, our team, John, Brock, Ryan, Mike, and Chris, our friends who are at Ouya, Kelly, Julie, Bob, and Jared, our over 3,000 Kickstarter backers, Indie Fund, and this entire industry believed it should exist. Often in video games, we get to choose how we're seen. our avatars and our tweets and the work that we do are all meant to portray the story that we want to tell the world about why our lives matter. But sometimes the story is written onto us, or it's told because of us or in spite of us, and it reveals our weaknesses, our failures, our hopes, and our fears. You let us tell the story of my son, Joel. And in the end, it was not the story that we wanted to tell. But you chose to love us through our grief by being willing to stop and to listen and to not turn away. To let my son Joel's life change you because you chose to see him and to experience how we loved him. And I have hope that when we are all willing to see each other, not for just who we want to be, but who we are and who we're meant to be, this act of love and this act of grace can change the world. Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, dude, I'm telling you right now, like, don't play the game. But it's like, it'll fucking wreck you. I got.
How is no one crying?
Oh my god.
And I mean, I had a great experience with Titanfall at PAX East 2 years ago. There was a big play area where you could do 16 against 16.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of mine came from New York. And we stood in line for it. And we got to be on the same team. And, like, literally our team got slaughtered. And, like, the great thing about these maps is...
Oh, was that time that you actually got to get the hug from Abby Heppy and I could find her?
Yeah, when I got the hug.
Abby, I'm still coming for that hug.
Because, so what happened is our team was being slaughtered and the dropship showed up and, like, literally, they're all gunning for me. And I'm the only one alive. So, like, the rest of the other team was trying to get at me so that they could get, like, a complete team kill. And, like, and I'm in my Titan and they're shooting and, like, the thing's like, you're gonna have to eject soon. And I'm like, just let me get a little bit closer to this dropship. And, like, I jump in my Titan and I eject. And I'm in the air and I'm like, I've got just enough boost. And I'm like, please let me make it. And it's rising up as I'm, like, descending down. And I glitched into it. And I got spared. And everyone's like, holy shit. I'm like, I'm telling you guys right now, that was not skill. That was complete and utter chance.
Right. But internally, you're like, I knew I was going to land that shit.
No, I didn't. I just thought I was going to die. And she was watching the whole time. She's like, I want to give you a t-shirt, but I don't have one. I'm like, give me a hug.
And you got my goddamn Abby Happy hug.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
It
was great. Best performance. The nominees are Alex Hernandez as Lincoln Clay in Mafia 3. Sissy Jones as Delilah, Firewatch. Emily Rose as Elena, Uncharted 4, Thief's End. Nolan North as Nathan Drake, Uncharted 4, Thief's End. Rich Sommer as Henry, Firewatch. And Troy Baker as Sam Drake in Uncharted 4, A Thief's End.
Nolan North.
See? Told you.
Nolan has like 8 of these already.
Told you. First person to hug him, Troy Baker. They're like, yeah, another, like, 10 years of making money, bro. Ding, ding.
They're like, hey, when you have laryngitis, just say you're me. Ha. Nolan, I think you need to retire and let new voice actors win everything.
No, Nolan North's going to just continue doing everything until he loses his vocal cords. As in with most award shows, the thing that is on its last episode, series run, or whatever, usually sweeps.
It's like, let's send that old horse out to pasture.
Yeah, we didn't give it its correct due all up until now, and now that there's absolutely not going to be any more, just give it all the things.
Best sports or racing game. And the nominees are FIFA 17, Forza Horizon 3, MLB The Show 16, NBA 2K17, and Pro Evolution Soccer 2017.
Holy shit! I wanted Forza to take it, and it did!
Guy's like, yeah.
Oh, it's my boy, Aaron Greenberg! Is he wearing a fucking Gears tie? Oh my god, I'm gonna love it if he's wearing a Gears tie. He is wearing a Gears tie! Fucking love you, Aaron Greenberg. Oh my god. Love you so much, Aaron Greenberg.
But here's the thing. Zelda has the Triforce of Wisdom, right? So why doesn't she just know that this shit's gonna happen and know how to, like, combat it?
Right?
Like,
Link just she'd be like, hey. See, this is too much work already. I'm tired already.
Like, hey, Link. Like, the Triforce of Wisdom just told
you. You gotta watch the eat animation when you eat food to get your hearts back. Okay.
I bet you go into that cave, too. I'm just, you know, she's a smart woman.
I'm not convinced yet about the Zelda game. Like, I haven't pre-ordered it.
I'm not interested.
I'm not convinced yet. Not convinced yet.
So my confession about Shovel Knight is I haven't made it past the first level because I just love the song so much that I just want to listen to the song. So I stop and just listen to it. And don't continue.
Oh my god, that is so cute.
And the fiance's like, are you gonna go? I'm like, no. Shovel Knight, his fate shall smite, and he won't take anybody's shite, not he. 2, 3. Long ago, there lived a knight with a lady love / other knight. They roamed the land. Was grand till a fateful day they roamed astray, and his lady love was sealed away. Alone was he. Oh, but then the land was seized by a league of bad knights, namely these, led by this evil miss. Now an evil light's begun to shine bright, so steal thy shovel and fight. Strike the earth right in. Horse treasures await. Excavate, you're gonna defy the laws of swords and fishing. Never need bait. Just sit and wait. Thrill in your fate. Watch for rats, exploding rats, helicopter rats, and wind-up rats. There's lots of rats. Bitter Pat can also talk to a 6-foot cock or a knight right out of Bioshock. Then kick his butt. Journey on and sleep till dawn. Have a dream and wake up, woe be gone. Oh, chivalry, where is she? You'll never know unless you heave ho. To the Tower of Fate you must go. Ghosts abound, so pound them with your balls of light. What a sight! Yes, go and combine the greatest parts of DuckTales and Mega Man, Castlevania, and Zelda 2.
Thy trouble, it's up to you. Best Narrative. The nominees are Firewatch, Inside, Mafia 3, Oxenfree, and Uncharted 4, Thief's End.
Uncharted 4.
Told you. It should have been Firewatch, but it went to Uncharted 4. You want to know why?
Money.
Baby Drake.
His daughter?
Yeah. Because they summed it up and ended it, fixing the relationship, getting out of the business,
and having babies.
Sam being alive, Vic being alive, and they had a kid. You haven't even finished the game!
I'm sorry.
You can't say shit!
That's right, I haven't finished the game.
So you can't say shit! And you need to, because, like, the end Baby Drake
not every story ends cleanly. And he came up against a lot of shit. And the fact that he pretty much came out of it unscathed.
It wasn't clean. They fucked up Shambhala. Shambhala got fucked.
Yeah, but he's living on his island with his hot photographer wife and his daughter.
But he almost fucked up that relationship. Like, that's the thing in the game. Like, how far have you gotten? Have you gotten to the bad fight with Elena?
No. You told me about it, though.
It's bad.
I'm just saying, though. Like,
I feel you.
After
I
everything...
I feel you.
We've had this
conversation in the podcast. It was very long.
I'm just saying.
I feel you. There should have been
more
some
There should have been
a struggle. You just haven't gotten to it.
There wasn't enough consequence, negative consequence, for the actions that he takes throughout of it. Like, I would have loved if they could have, like...
And he ended up, like, losing a finger or some shit.
More than that.
As many times as he's been falling off of cliffs and rocks and shot at and shit.
His hand. Because what's the most important thing to a thief is their hands.
Yeah.
Like... Or even, not completely lose it, but maybe get to the point where he couldn't climb anymore.
Yeah.
Or use it.
Yeah, couldn't use it.
Something like that. That would signify a thief's end to me.
I'm with you on that. That would have been, you know, story-driven wise.
Like, he still could have gotten Elena, but clearly he could not, at that point, continue his work.
Right, but then it's forced into retirement as opposed to choosing to not do the life anymore.
Like, it's too bad that, I mean, I don't know how far they developed the narrative for the Uncharted series, like, if they knew from the beginning that it was going to end up this way, or if through circumstances of the other games, like...
I think when Amy left, the story arc changed.
Okay. So, I mean, I would have loved if you could have seen...
All right.
I would love to have seen repercussions of everything that he has done from 1, 2, and 3... reappear in 4, kind of like ghosts that he has to purge.
Right.
And then be like, okay, now I can walk away. I've done all the things.
Okay.
But they didn't do that.
Kay.
Halo Wars 2.
Right.
Better than Halo Wars 1?
Maybe. Probably. Got more pixels. Okay.
Because that makes everything better. More fucking pixels.
More pixels, please.
Best game direction? The nominees are Blizzard Entertainment for Overwatch, EA DICE for Battlefield 1, id Software for Doom, Naughty Dog for Uncharted 4, A Thief's End, and Respawn Entertainment for Titanfall 2.
Blizzard for Overwatch.
Holy shit! That's what I wanted! Holy shit!
You know what? Good
That's
job.
Good
job, good Blizzard.
Good job, Blizzard. Hey, it's the only Blizzard game I own. That should tell you something right there.
I know.
I own that shit.
And he's like, I didn't think I'd win, so I didn't wear my shirt.
I wore a sweatshirt because I'm from California and it's cold because it's 60 degrees out.
Like, if I had known I was going to win, I would have worn a better shirt. It's the story of Capcom. Shit, 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 shit. Really great stuff. Shit, Black Friday. I like the fact that Frank West was a fat man because it let you.
Well, he's been running from zombies, so
he couldn't run. He was fat.
Well, maybe he got on a treadmill at
I felt represented.
Maybe he went to Dillard's and got on a treadmill while he was at the mall.
I mean, he's in the zombie apocalypse. I don't think he has time for fitness.
Maybe they couldn't make it up to that floor. Yep. Telltale. Guardians can't say woo.
Also, we also now want to also announce American Horror Story Telltale.
Yep,
Frontier,
because...
And also, we also want to announce Fuller House Telltale game.
We also wanted to announce Real Housewives of Atlanta.
The Telltale game.
Walking Dead is always
about family. Also, we have in the works Scandal and How to Get Away with Murder.
And also Westworld, the Telltale game.
And Future World, spoilers.
How do you know about Future World?
You told me.
Oh, I did.
You guys have done an incredible job with
most of my facts I get from you.
I am that nerd.
Yeah.
Game of the Year. The nominees are Doom, Inside, Overwatch, Titanfall 2, Uncharted 4, A Thief's End.
Overwatch.
Holy shit! Holy shit!
Wow.
Holy shit!
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Did not see that. Did not see that.
Play of the night. Overwatch. Game of the year.
Oh, high five for that. Holy shit. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, amazing game. And well deserving of game of the year. Well deserving. But I totally thought that, like,
I thought the power of the ending of Uncharted would have swept that.
I thought Uncharted was, like, gonna, like, crip walk off the stage with that.
Moonwalk!
That is awesome!
This has proven to us that our direction to play, to make games about heroes is the best.
So we'll continue to make games about heroes.
We'll continue to make games.
Because we're inspired to make games about heroes. Because what we wanted to really do is make games about heroism and heroes.
Like, we wanted to challenge ourselves, and we did and succeeded. We might do this again in a few years, but we're gonna try to make all your money right now.
Yeah, we're gonna take, like, all your money. Did you buy any loot boxes? Buy some more, bitch. Have you seen Sombra? She's got costumes.
It's like, look underneath your chairs. You all have a free copy of Overwatch. Go buy loot crates.
Go buy unlockables. Get all the costumes.
Guys, thank you for letting us win. You can go home now.
You can go home. Holy mother Jesus. Okay. I mean, wow. Holy mother of the Lord of the Rings. That's crazy. So, a couple of unexpected wins for some really deserving games.
Not unforeseeable, but definitely were just lower in my expectations of getting the win.
Well, just you know, from the categories of and understanding, you know, typically how juggernauts tend to overrun categories.
Look at all those seats we could have been in.
We could have been in those seats! We could have been there! I'm pretty sure Drac Trenton was... So, here's the thing. Lot going on. A lot of really... interesting wins. You know, I wanted desperately for Inside to win, and it did in a category that I was really surprised. I thought, you know, other games were going to walk off with. So that was really cool to see. You know, I'm thrilled that Overwatch actually took Game of the Year. Because as much as I enjoyed Uncharted 4, and I did love that game, but as far as, like, best game of the entire year... I can't say that with a straight face.
I love that this award show, even though you could see the corporate influence in the delivery and all the product placement and all the pre-orders, so you could see all that, but still, even
look,
with
you gotta afford to actually do the damn show.
Right, but even though that is, you know, it's kind of shoved in your face and down your throat, they still take time to appreciate the truly artistic aspect of the industry. And not only just acknowledging it, but rewarding it for its courage and all the effort that those smaller studios and those singular people do to develop this piece of art that speaks so many, like, resonates to so many different people on so many different levels. I'm so glad that this award show does that. Because I feel like when you see the Emmys and you see the Grammys, like, you kind of lose sight of some of that. But in these places where you see those little slivers of hope and humanity, you just, it warms the heart just a little bit. So I'm very happy with the results tonight. I'm definitely happy for Overwatch because, I mean, I've been a Blizzard fan for a while.
Yep.
An addict for a while. No longer addict, but... can still appreciate what they have been able to do, and for them to step out of their comfort zone to deliver something completely different from their base, you know, and then for it to be successful it speaks to their level of skill. So, congrats to you, Overwatch. Congrats to you, Dishonored. Really didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, the Dishonored one really, really surprised me, but in a good way, because, again, I've been playing the game. Every complaint that I had about 1, they addressed in 2. It is not as slow-paced. You don't get penalized as hard for not stealthing exactly the game way that the game would really like
you to
do it.
The way they initially had asked you to do it.
Right. Like, they gave you the sense of you have really other opportunities to go in, but they always made those other opportunities so difficult that you're just like, no, fuck it, and I'll just take the path that I know that you want. And I really don't have that in Dishonored 2. So you really can... get around and into things through whatever combination of power or not power that you want to use. Okay? If you build up your stamina, you build up your strength, and you build up your reflexes, you don't have to stealth. You can go in and take fucking everybody out. You can do it. It's not as fun if you do it that way, but you can do it. So, and it just runs so flawlessly and simply that I'm really proud of the team and of the group at Bethesda for taking that one, because it is well deserved. It is a fantastic game and a massive, at least for me on a personal level, improvement over the previous game. And so, you know, like I said, I will be completing 2, where I didn't complete 1. So that was really interesting to see. But, like, overall, you know, most of the things that we thought were going to win their categories did. Overall, I'd have to say, like, I don't have any win in any category where I'm like, no, you guys are totally off your nut. That was totally, like, an industry win or, like, a sponsor win. Like, I don't have that with any of the wins tonight in the show. And,
most anticipated game, Zelda.
Look, I said this in my piece, in my write-up about, you know, the pre-wins. Everybody that is interested in the Video Game Awards, damn near everybody that was sitting in that room, you and I sitting here talking right now, the first game probably that you remember playing was on a Nintendo system. So even
Super
if you're
Mario
not...
Super Mario Brothers 3.
So even if you're not a fan currently today of Zelda, you remember playing Zelda. You have nostalgia for it. And even though you're probably not going to pick up the game, you're still gobbling up every piece of information you can about Zelda. Like, there's just something about Zelda and the Mario character itself that is so iconic, and it just reaches so many people, like, right in their childhood. I said that, like, for me personally, out of that list, the most anticipated game is God of War. But I knew it was going to be Zelda because so much of the community grew up,
right,
playing that game.
Grew up with Link and Zelda.
Exactly. You know, like, we talk about, and we had the reaction to that guy's, you know, it's dangerous to go alone, take this with the arrow down to his crotch. And we both were like, that shirt kind of really sucks. And yet, when we saw one of the people working to create the new Zelda game, in the throwback, it's dangerous to go alone, take this shirt with Link, we're like, oh, like, right, there's just something about Zelda that speaks to people. So yeah, I get it. Zelda is the most anticipated game for much of the community right now. That Zelda game is. I mean, look at the freaking remakes. Okay? I have up on my mantle as we are recording right now the remaster of Twilight Princess that comes with the Link as the wolf amiibo that I've never taken out of the box. Bought it specifically for that amiibo. Figured, one of these days, maybe I'll come up with a good enough reason to actually take it out and fire up the Wii U.
Nope.
Which I haven't fired up in over a year now. Still not gonna happen because we're probably gonna trade it in for a Switch. But yeah, like, the most anticipated game did not surprise me, in all honesty.
Okay.
Really didn't for me. So, that's a lot of stuff, guys. But thank you so much for tuning in and listening to us as we watch the 2016 Video Game Awards. I had an absolute ball sitting here and doing this with you, sis. And I wish that it had not been on a work night for both of us.
Yep.
Because then we could have drunk and really had a good time.
I know.
But I had fun.
I had fun.
And I hope you guys had fun. Make sure you do that by visiting the site, electricsisterhood.com. Add it to your bookmarks. If you use an iOS device, you can get us in your Apple News app by searching for Electric Sisterhood and hitting the little plus button next to it so you add us to your favorites. So that way it will show up in your For You section all the time. Make sure that you get the links on our website for our podcast. We're available in iTunes, either on the desktop or through the podcast application on your iOS device by searching for the Eshcast and subscribing. You can also get our podcast through Stitcher Radio on Google Play. Pretty much anywhere where podcasts are aggregated, you'll be able to get a hold of our show for sure. So make sure that you subscribe and get our new episodes the moment that we put them out on the web for your enjoyment. And ours as well, because we like that you like our show. Share us with a friend. Spread the love of Esh.
around the world, or at least around your neighborhood. I'll take that. If you enjoy our show and you enjoy all the stuff that our team is reviewing on our website, then make sure that you check out all the other sites of our contributors as well. We have a great network of people. I love these nerds so much, and I think you will as well. So make sure that you check out B3Crew.com and the No Borders, No Race podcast hosted by our homeboy KBD. He's doing unboxing videos as well for Anime Loot Crate, so you definitely want to check those out on our YouTube channel. YouTube.com/Electric Sisterhood. I've got unboxing videos that are going to be going up there as well and all kinds of different stuff. So make sure that you check those out. Be sure to subscribe and grab his podcast and give him a review in iTunes, because he really loves when he gets feedback from listeners. It's a really cool show on independent music and movies and anime and theater and so much more. So make sure that you check it out. Also, Wednesday night live streams. Our boy, Hamsterman2049, Smashed Rook, is getting on Twitch every Wednesday night at 9 Eastern to play a bunch of different games, new and old, scary and not scary. And it's just a hoot. You should totally tune in. I love Hamsterman. I love watching his streams. You should definitely join us, be part of the chat, and watch him just play some fun games from everything from SNES and up. And it's a different game every week, so you definitely want to check that out. And subscribe and follow his channel. You should also check out our homie, Phil the Issues Guy, with Phil's recap and review. Phil's recaps right now on Westworld give me life. So if you have not checked out Phil's recap and review ever on YouTube, now is the time to do it. It is just, it's the perfect time to do it. Be part of chat, call in live. It is absolutely a phenomenal time. I cannot say enough about Phil the Issues Guy, issuesprogram.com, and Phil's recap and review on YouTube. Subscribe. You will fucking love it. And last but certainly not least, our homies over at nerdcrave.com, keeping up with all the stuff that nerds crave, from comics to movies, anime, video games, and more. If it's nerdy and you want some information about it, you probably find it at nerdcrave.com if you haven't found it in any of the other sites that I've mentioned just as yet. So make sure you add us to your bookmarks, that you check our content every week, throw us in your RSS reader, any way that you want to consume our content, consume it. Engage with us, like I said, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We love your questions. If there are things that you want us to check out and review, definitely holler at us. We can make it happen. We love hearing from all of our fans of what they're interested in, and there are a lot of games and a lot of TV shows out there that we just are not aware of. So if there's something that you think we should check out or you just like our opinion, just hit us up. Use the contact form on our website or message us on Twitter or Instagram or on our Facebook page and be like, yo, sisters, y'all need to check this out like right now and review it, because it's weighing heavy on my heart. Until next time, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
We're out.
Bye, everybody.
I think a lot of people are going to be in love with Warner. And I want to know what Rocksteady's working on. Because, you know, it's not just Arkham.
Right. Oh, no. There's so much more going on there.
Easily. Okay. And we haven't heard anything out of Quantic Dream in a long time.
Now I want to play Heavy Rain like so bad.
Dude, I'm telling you. But think about it. You haven't heard anything out of Quantic in...
because they know better.
Years.
They know to hold
which means...
it, hold that news like you're holding a pee and you're in your car and you're like, if you could just make it to the house.
Okay. And you know that Sony's media briefing is going to be really uncomfortable because of all the shit that's gone down with Konami.
Oh, yeah.
So
please make sure I hope they give you an awesome seat, and I wish you all the best.
Yeah, that one's gonna be interesting. Like, because first I need to get the invitation, because I still haven't officially gotten an invitation yet. But I will be like
that drama.
I will be on the floor in the media section with my stuff like logged into the internet, powered on so I don't lose power while I'm there. And you better believe I'm going to be live tweeting the hell out of it with the team. Like, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy and very, very surreal.
Oh my God.
And, I wouldn't be surprised. I know Nintendo's not doing any, media briefings and big events at the show, but with all the stuff that they've got going on and the success that they've had with Amiibos and some other things I'm going to talk about later in the show.
I think
they're going to be okay. Nintendo is going to be all right. And so it'll be very interesting. You know, they've already said that the Zelda game is not coming until 2016. And I appreciate them being like, nope, not rushing it. We're going to make it right. It's all good. So outside of stuff that we already know about, like, what could Nintendo be doing? Because they got a booth. They got their big booth like they always do.
There's
got
to be something coming, things coming for the Wii U.
You know, so, and Take-Two has space at E3, so, you know, there's stuff obviously there, because it can't just be for Grand Theft Auto 5 on the PC, because that done been released.
Yeah, and they've already released heists and stuff.
Yep. If they've got a booth, that means something new, and I'm damn sure that it's not Grand Theft Auto 6.
No.
So.
Probably not.
I lay awake at night thinking about, so are they bringing a bully game? You know, because they did buy domain names for that.
Dealt years ago, and just because they bought it now doesn't mean they were planning to utilize it right away. They just want to have all their eggs in the cart.
You know, or they've been working on a game for 3 years and it's about ready. You know, it could be either or. I mean, this is the year, Panda, of people surprising us with, oh yeah, by the way, we haven't talked about this game at all, but we're actually bringing this game out, bringing it back. And oh, by the way, it's going to be out before the year's over. You're just like, wait a minute! It takes 3 years, 4 years to dev a game. What? Coming out this year? That means you guys have been keeping this secret for how long?
The industry is all about secrets. They're all rogues with technical skills.
Your NDAs are strong.
People get murdered over shit like that.
Truth. So, I'm really starting to get very hype about E3. I think that this could be a very strong software year for gamers, which is a good thing. You know, I really, at this point, just need Ubisoft to back up off the Assassin's train for just a little bit and actually get Beyond Good and Evil 2 out the door.
It's like, guys, we know what you can do.
Okay?
Open world games, you're really good with water, like, we've seen it.
I got it. You know.
And how about you show me what you can do with your left?
Because you kind of peaked with Ezio Auditore, so good. And the games are great. Love you to death. But here's the deal. You fucking teased me with BG and E2, like, 3 fucking years ago. I haven't heard dick. Okay?
Like, it's that friend who, you know, like, does awesome French braids. And, like, you want to hang out with her, but, you know, she's just going to want to French braid your hair. And you're like, well, that's great and everything, because I love it. I love the French braids you do. But how about you show me what else you can do?
Exactly.
Like, can you do a pompadour? Can you do a faux hawk? Like, show me what other skills you've got, because I already know that you're, like, excelled in this thing.
Yes.
And I know you've got the skill sets for other stuff, so blow my mind.
Exactly. Bring the other skills to the table. Okay, so really for me to have a killer E3, I need Fallout.
You need to just fly and everyone has to give you everything that you could ever have asked for?
No, I don't actually need all of that. What I need is a new Fallout game.
Okay.
What I need is Beyond Good and Evil 2 with an actual fucking ship date, or at least a date of a playable beta. I need whatever Bethesda's bringing to the table, because you know it's going to be badass.
I want the Last Guardian game.
Thank you. That's what I was ending it with. That's Last Guardian.
Like, I fucking Last Guardian.
Last Guardian. Just
which
fucking...
Which is sad, because I didn't play Ico.
You didn't play... How did you not play Ico?
I did not play Ico, and I only got halfway through Shadow of the Colossus.
Really?
Yes.
I'm surprised
by
that.
Back in the day, let's flashback back when Sam Goody was a legitimate place to
get it. Oh, you got it at Goody?
No. Oh. But Esh Mom, because she loved walking the malls, because, you know, that's what you do on a Saturday with your mom, and you hope you can go into one of your stores and be like, hey, I want this thing, get it for me. And we would go to the Sam Goody because I had a rewards card, and because I spent so much of my money getting anime and stuff, one day I went over to the game section, and there was Aiko staring me in the face, And she was like, do you want to get it? And I'm like, I don't know. Three of my friends said it's okay. One of my friends said it's not so good. And I kept going back for like 3 weeks, no lie. Anytime we went, I would stare it down. And it kept going reduced in price. And like the one day I had it in my hand, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And I didn't because the new VHS, and that's how old the story is, VHS of Fushigi Yugi came out, and they were the exact same price. And I was like, I can't get both.
All right, so, Panda, you missed out, because Aiko is really a hell of a game.
About how riveting it is, and how good it is, and I'm all like, yeah, it was totally great. I didn't play
fake-ass gamer. No, here's the thing. No, I'm just saying, you poser. If you're sitting there like, oh yeah, it's a great game, and you never touch it, you're a poser.
I'm not a poser. I agree with the masses. That just makes me a follower.